I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she and her mother tried to explain away the strange activity in their farmhouse, but she couldn't explain the voice that sounded exactly like her mother's.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey there, thank you so much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. Super easy. You can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you can be a premium subscriber and get the advance episodes, get access to the archive, and no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing really well. What do you know?
Well, I do know that we have talked about this, which I don't know why, because it's kind of a huge thing in our lives. But we couldn't talk about it before because we were sworn to secrecy, but now it is aired publicly. And by publicly, your daughter, my niece, Kate, and her wife, Lindsay, were recently on an episode of International House Hunters.
Well, House Hunters International.
Thank you.
Yes. And,
okay.
And it was quite adorable, really. It's from Valencia, Spain. And I think what's the episode title? Finding the Right Note in Valencia or something to that effect?
Something like that. I'll look for it as we're talking.
And they did a really good job. I think Kate was really worried that it would be the cliche Americans complaining about that the rooms are too small and the refrigerator's too small or whatever. But it ended up, however they edited it, they did a good job of catching their personalities, I thought.
In fact, it pretty much was.
I watched it and I'd think, yeah, that's something Lindsay would say. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's Kate. You know, yeah, that's Lindsay. So I thought they did a good job.
Here's the trailer for it.
A little bit over your budget.
Winston might have to get a job. What do you think of the space?
I'm a little bit of a space snob. It's definitely a little cramped.
The real question is, what does Winston think?
That's their dog.
Where a TV could go. You watch sports, you get pretty loud. Never an end to the sports. I'll be like Marie Antoinette. But there's no bathtub. That's a bit of a bummer.
Maybe we'll just get you an inflatable tub.
That is not the solution.
It was so cute. I don't see what the name of it was. It was
really cute, guys. But I did laugh really hard when she, because it was just stuff they would say. Like Kate would say, never an end to the sports or whatever. That is so that, you know, and Winston, they did a good job of their little dog. They have a little rescue guy who weighs about 6-8 pounds. He was pretty central to the
He was starring in it. It was his show. They were just on it. But it was really, it was really cute. And I think because they had recorded it a year before it aired. So I think in that year's time, Kate was convinced it was going to be a horrible episode. She was convinced it was going to be totally embarrassing. Why did we do this? It's going to be horrible. Yeah. And they also don't tell you when it's going to air until, when did they find out? 2 or 3 days?
Oh, like a week before.
Yeah, it
maybe.
Was Tops. Not long at all. So Kate messages me one day and she told me the day of, and she's like, okay, do not post about this.
Yeah.
But our episode airs tonight.
Like, and then what? Once they saw it, I think they were very relieved and they were fine that it went out and everybody.
Yeah. In fact, I talked to Kate yesterday or the day before, I don't remember. And I think it was yesterday, but, cause we've had the snow. So every day kind of feels like a Groundhog's Day around here. It just feels like we've been snowed in. But she said that they're, in fact, they had someone come over and they all watched it together, but they're having a group of people come over so they can all watch it together, which I thought was cute. I'm like, that's kind of fun to watch it in the apartment that you see.
Well, and it was really funny watching the show because I've been there and stayed there, and they would go in and look at, you know, my bedroom, which I think of as my bedroom, and I'd go, that girl just sat on my bed, you know, or whatever. Like it was funny. I'd think, oh, well, that is my bedroom or that's my bathroom.
Yeah,
or whatever.
It was fun having been there and like the places they're walking. We know where they're at. And
yeah, exactly. So it was super cute. And we've, you know, and the other thing I would say is I always love House Hunters International, but it does tend to sometimes make cliches out of the Americans that are there, you know, making us kind of seem like we're kind of spoiled. And I think that's what she was worried about, because it is their home now. And she didn't want to look like she was complaining about everything in Valencia. And it didn't come off that way. It came off very cute. So I think she was relieved about it. But I do love that show anyway. I watch it all the time anyway.
It was really, really fun to see them on there. So I don't know why we didn't mention it before. We kind of life, I guess. I don't know.
Well, not that. I think for so long, Kate told us not to mention
so we just didn't. But it's funny because I posted and then these people are like, oh my God, I watched that episode last night. That's your niece? Yes, it was. And some people I know, like one of my friends in Florida texted me immediately and she's like, oh my God, I just saw Kate. And I'm like, I know I did too. It was just really exciting. So I don't remember the name of it, but it has Valencia in the title.
And Valencia is a very beautiful city. I love it there. And there's always wonderful things to see. And the food is amazing. And the people are lovely. And, you know, before I ever went to Spain, I had people tell me, oh, you'll want to move there. Like everybody I've ever talked to that went to Spain said they just fell in love with it. And I can see why. It is really a lovely country. So if, you know, it was easy to do a House Hunters and make Valencia look good because it's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
It's a lovely place.
Yeah, it's a really fun episode. So if you can, find it. Or maybe you did see it, the two delightful women from America in Valencia. That was that was Kathy's daughter and her wife.
Yeah, very cute.
It was pretty awesome. So let's go to a ghost story. And this says, I've spent years trying to convince myself that this was just an old house doing old house things. Creaks, drafts, bad plumbing, stress, all of the usual explanations people reach for when something doesn't make sense. And honestly, some of it probably was that. I was 13 when my mom and I moved into the farmhouse. We were coming off a rough period in our lives. Money was tight. The place was cheap. It was isolated and old. But at the time, it felt like a fresh start instead of a warning sign. The house sat well off the road, surrounded by open land on all sides. No nearby neighbors, no streetlights, no noise at night. The kind of quiet that sounds peaceful at first until you realize how much you notice when nothing else is happening. That's so true. We were talking about that the other day when the electricity goes out. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, too quiet. The layout was strange. Rooms didn't quite line up the way you'd expect it. Upstairs, the hallway curved just enough that you couldn't see the full length of it all at once. The kind of thing you notice without being able to say why it bothers you. There was one room upstairs that neither of us liked. It wasn't locked or filled with junk. It just felt off. It had a low ceiling, slanted walls, one dim light that never seemed bright enough. The air in there felt heavier than the rest of the house. We called it the spare room. Without ever discussing it, we both avoided spending time in there. At night, we started hearing movement upstairs. Not footsteps exactly, more like the sound of someone shifting their weight. Pacing slowly, stopping, starting again. We told ourselves it was the house settling, even though it never did that during the day. Also, can relate to that. Sometimes the sound stopped the moment we noticed it, like it had been waiting for attention. The phone started ringing randomly, just one sharp ring. No missed calls, no voicemails. Eventually, my mom just unplugged it at night. That's when the knocking began. Three light taps, always three. Sometimes from the wall by the staircase, sometimes from upstairs. Never loud, just deliberate. Tap, pause, tap, pause, tap. Our dog refused to go upstairs after dark. During the day, she was fine, following us around like normal. But at night, she'd sit at the bottom of the stairs and stare up, ears pinned back. Her body was tense. If we tried to coax her, she'd whine and dig her nails into the floor like she was bracing herself. Once my mom tried carrying her, she panicked immediately, not barking or growling. It was like pure fear. My mom put her back down and never tried again. And not long after that, my mom started getting sick. Headaches at first, then nausea, exhaustion that never went away. Doctors ran tests. Nothing obvious came back. Stress maybe, or hormones, life changes. They tested the well water and found bacteria that shouldn't have been there, so we switched to bottled water. Some things improved. What bothered me most was how the house seemed to drain her. She grew quieter, always tense. At night, she'd sit in the living room, staring toward the staircase like she was listening for something. And sometimes the house smelled faintly like smoke. It wasn't enough to trigger alarms, not strong enough to explain, but enough to notice it. One afternoon, I went into the spare room alone to grab an old suitcase. The moment I stepped inside, the air felt different. My ears rang slightly, like the beginning of a headache. So I grabbed the suitcase quickly, turned to leave, and noticed scratches on the wall. Not words, not symbols, it was just marks, like something sharp had been dragged through the paint. I don't remember ever seeing them before. A few nights later, I was in my room when I heard my mom call my name from the bottom of the stairs. Sounded normal, the way she sounded when she needed something, so I answered back, no response. Minute later, she called my name again, same voice, same tone. I went to the stairs and looked down, and it was dark, and the kitchen was empty, and I called out to her, and I heard her real voice outside. She was in the yard on the phone. When she came back in, I asked if she had called me, and she swore she hadn't. She paused and said she thought I had been calling her. After that, things escalated. Doors we knew were closed would be open again, lights turned on in empty rooms, the knocking came back even louder. The spare room door stood open more than once, even though neither of us had been upstairs. One night I woke up to slow pacing in the upstairs hallway, back and forth. I almost called out until I remembered my mom slept downstairs because the stairs made her dizzy. We didn't stay much longer after that. My grandparents came over while we packed. They walked through the house quietly. My grandpa stood at the bottom of the stairs for a long time without speaking. And before we left for good, my grandma stood in the living room and spoke out loud. She didn't yell. She didn't pray. She just said we were leaving and whatever was there needed to stay. Nothing followed us. No voices, no knocking. My mom slowly got better. The weight we had both been carrying lifted in a way I didn't realize was possible. I don't know what was in that house, but whatever it was learned how to sound like us. Thank you very much for the show. I love listening. Brooke. You know, I get that, like, the heaviness and how it can affect, mm-hmm. like, you physically.
Yeah.
And I'm not even saying it was like a possession sort of thing, could be. But the stress of it.
I think there's the stress of it.
You're not sleeping.
Mm-hmm. And I think also, you know, if you take that and combine it with just life in general stuff, I think you could go into a pretty severe depression too. So I think there's combinations of stuff, but the heaviness that weighs living in a house like that, I always just feel bad when people write in and tell us, you know, about living in, you know, being scared to go home, being scared to go upstairs to bed, being scared to go to the bathroom at night or whatever. That's a tough way to live. Thinking the whole time, I feel like somebody's watching me. I feel like something's, you know, there.
You know, I had a weird memory today, and I don't know if you remember this, and I don't remember ever talking to you about this, but I don't even know how it popped into my head. But in the house that we lived in as kids, the one that was haunted, we had a room that only had a piano in it. It was like the front mm-hmm. door of the house open to this room. And there was a piano, was the stereo, I think, was also in there.
Yeah, I
think we had a console stereo.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all that was in there. So one day I had been at my best friend Brenda's. She lived next door. And everything was always great at Brenda's house because her house didn't have the heaviness that our house had. Our house, mm-hmm. that reminded me of it. It just felt so oppressive and dark and heavy and filled with dread. And you know something's going to happen at any minute. So walk back in the house. Of course, I didn't want to be there. And everybody is in by the piano. And mom's like looking around like she's confused. I'm like, what's going on? And mom says, there's mice in the walls. And then I heard this like knocking in the wall. And I'm like, that's mice? And because I have a horrible fear of mice. But I'm like, how could little mice make sounds like that? And mom goes, well, you can hear them in there. It's mice in the walls. And I remember thinking, there's no way that's mice. It was like something knocking on the wall. And I heard that one other time when I lived in the last house I lived in, woke up to knocking sounding like that.
Well,
like,
you know,
there's no way there's
that
mice. But it wasn't mice. And it, I don't know why that thought, I hadn't thought of that in forever.
You know,
and just going, I don't know what it was. But I know damn well it wasn't mice because mice don't knock like.
Well, they do a weird scratchy noise and it's little.
Yeah.
It's a little.
I've lived in houses with mice that you can hear in the walls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was really, 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 really creepy to me.
And I, that it isn't that weird how something just comes to you in your mind
I'd
and you remember.
I'd forgotten all about it. And in my head,
I don't
remember that. Yeah.
Now, maybe I was there, but I do
not. You might not have been there. You might have been somewhere else.
You know, but I do remember what you're talking about, like, because we had the neighbor's house, and their mom was hip and trendy and cool, and she was a hairstylist, and, like, their house was just lovely. And we would go over there, and I would actually babysit for them, and I could look out their, you know, sliding glass doors because they were hip and cool and they had sliding glass doors. And I could see my house that I was going to have to walk back to in the middle of the night when, you know, Diana got home. And I was just, I'd sit there and I'd think, oh, I wish I could just stay here. I wish I could just stay in this house because it's so scary over there and it's dark and I'm going to have to walk through the house in the dark to get up to my room. And, you know, I would just dread it. I would just dread having to go home. And I think Diana kind of knew that too, because you could just tell she always kind of felt bad, you know, about it. And they all mentioned they saw things that wasn't, that wasn't right, you know, that they could see. I think that in Brooke's situation, it's interesting. I have a feeling that the mom had been talking with her parents, because they seemed to know when they went in to move that something was up. Because she said her grandfather just kind of stood taking it in before they left. The grandmother said, you've got to stay here. It feels like, even though they weren't telling Brooke this information, and probably to protect her, to not get her all worked up and scared, but they all knew something was going on because the grandmother told it to stay there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so many things like that, how creepy that spare room was. And then they could hear something moving around at night. She said it didn't necessarily just sound like footsteps. I've had where it was like things being moved around in the room. Like you could sense boxes were moving or furniture is moving, that kind of stuff. I wonder if some of that was going on too.
Yeah.
But what, how do you feel about it imitating their
voices? I
don't know.
That's something that always throws me every time I hear that. Because I find that so creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just
because it's
so
a way
creepy
to get you to do something that you wouldn't have done for, you know, the spirit. But you hear your mom, you'll go out there. So it's very weird.
Yeah. Because it's trying, and then the mom thinks she hears the daughter, but that kind of makes some sense because mm-hmm. the mom might have.
She might have really.
She might have been going, Mom, you know, like.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Kathy, and you would go, yes, what, Mom?
Yeah.
So, you'd be, yeah. So I could see how the mom could have maybe heard her. That's an interesting story.
Oh, very haunted place.
Well, let's go to our next story.
Good afternoon, guys. My name. Sendo Samora, calling out of Texas. I just wanted to share a story. A couple years back, I had lost my dad. He was living here with us in our house for the last 2 years of his life. You know, unfortunately, he did pass. And soonly after that, we started to experience rather weird events in the home, starting off with nightly visits, I would say. So pretty much I was asleep, and this is during the night, and you know, he was asleep in our living room. You know, it's not a big house either, but every night he would usually wake me up, call out my name, and ask me for an extra blanket because he was diabetic and his feet were always cold. So on this one night, where they're asleep, and I hear him call my name out, and you know, well, I'm asleep, and I get up, get a blanket, walk to the living room, everything's pitch dark, and I'm like, here you go, Dad. And I look around, I'm like, this guy's dead. You know, like, he's not even here, like, who called me? So I sit down, I put the blanket on the couch there, and I walk back, lay down, and go back to sleep. So a couple of days later, my wife brings it up to my attention that she's been having trouble sleeping. And she had already told me she had seen a black figure on the left side of the room on the corner. And I told her that it was nothing, just to, you know, just to let it go. I had just lost my dad. I didn't want to hear anything. I was completely useless for a few weeks there. I had already experienced some stuff as well. I had taken some of my dad's ashes home, and I had them next to my drawers, to a drawer next to me where I sleep, so they would help me sleep, but obviously it wasn't letting her sleep. So on this one night, we're laying in the bed, and I'm on my phone, she's on her phone, we're laying next to each other, and, you know, it was a work day, so it was like around 11:30, almost 12, I would say. So I turn off my phone, you know, I shut it off, not completely off, but just close out everything in there, right? And put it on my dresser that's on my side. We each have a dresser on each side. Hers has a light where you could flip on with a little switch, and I don't have anything on my side. So we do our usual thing. Hey, good night, go to sleep, I love you, see you in the morning. And we turn off the lights. Within a few seconds, her light that's on her side turns on. So she quickly gets up and she's like, babe, the light just turned on by itself. So I didn't say anything. I just got up, turned it off, unplugged it, went back to sleep, and just lay down. And she was like, babe, the light just turned on. So I'm like, okay, let's just go to sleep. And shortly after that, we have a flat screen TV on the wall. It turns on. And that's when she really got scared. She goes, babe, the TV just turned on. So believe me, inside, I was frightened. I didn't want to show that I was scared. And I get up and we're looking at each other and I'm like, okay, let me just turn off the TV and we'll just go back to sleep. I turn off the TV, get up and I unplug it. So I lay down again and she's super scared and I'm just trying to play it off and I just didn't want to deal with it at the time. So I just lay down and we're there in the dark and I can feel her wanting to talk about this and like, hey, what's going on? But I just wanted to go to sleep and just forget everything. And shortly after, my phone turns on and it starts playing my dad's favorite song. And this is like a super old song that hardly anyone ever plays. It's maybe from the 60s, I would say 70s. But it's a Spanish song. So that really scared me. So we both get up and she quickly flips on the actual room light. And we're there looking at each other. She's like, babe, why are you playing his song? I'm like, dude, I'm not playing his song. This thing just came on. And we're just there. I'm trying to click the phone on. And it doesn't come on. So I keep on messing with the phone. Finally, you can see my screensaver turn on. I unlock it. And I start going through all the different back pages that maybe I left something open. Maybe I left YouTube on or something. And there was nothing. And it must have played maybe for about 30 seconds. And then it just turns off. And that was super weird. We're just there. And she's like, babe, what's going on? Like, you need to give back your dad's ashes. And I'm like, dude, I'm not giving back my dad's ashes. Like, that's what I have to remember him by. Like, it has nothing to do with any other stuff. You know, it lets me sleep. So we're on a back and forth with that, you know, for a while there. And this was going on pretty much every other day, maybe once a week or so. Where it really got to me was when we got home one day after work and my youngest son, maybe he must have been seven, was on my bed with his tablet. And we go in there, hey, Mijo, how you doing, this and that. And he all of a sudden just blurts out, I saw Grandpa today. And that quickly upset me, right? So I'm like, what do you mean that you saw Grandpa? Like, it's not right to be saying stuff that isn't true. You know, like why are you saying that? And I raised my voice, and I was out of line. I should have never started, you know, to raise my voice. And my wife quickly, you know, put me in my place and like, hey, like chill out, calm down. Like, there's no reason to be raising your voice to him. So I asked him, what did you see or what happened? And he's like, I was laying down in the bed on my tablet, and I look up, and on the left corner, I saw Grandpa just staring at me. And I'm like, okay, so then what did he do or what happened? He's like, nothing. He was just staring at me. I'm like, he didn't say anything? I'm like, no. And then I'm like, okay, so what happened after that? He's like, I closed my eyes, I looked down, and when I looked back up, he was gone. So we left it at that, and once it started messing with my younger kids, that's when I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and take back my dad's ashes because my mom was already asking me for them, so I went ahead and took them back. Sadly, that didn't fix anything. We still kept on having things happen. I would get these dreams at night. We were replaying a normal day where my dad and I would be chilling out outside, having a barbecue, watching his favorite Bigfoot movie, and drinking a couple beers. And on this one day, the food's ready. I bring in the food and he's sitting at my table. And as I turn around, I'm like, Dad, what do you want on your plate? And he's like, yeah, but I want this, this, and this. And I'm like, okay. So I turn around and I'm serving him his food. So then I turn around and he's literally like right in my face. And it startled me in my dream. I was scared. And then my dad tells me in Spanish, he's like, son, I'm good. I'm okay. You don't have to worry anymore. So in my sleep, I'm hysterically crying. And, you know, we're hugging each other. And I can feel him hug me in my dream. I can feel it. And it was so real. And in the middle of that, my wife, I guess I woke her up because I was crying. And she wakes me up. And she's shaking me. And I wake up. And I'm bawling, crying in my sleep. I couldn't even breathe. I was, you know, I woke up scared. I'm like, what the hell's going on? Like, why am I crying? You know, and it just felt so real. So that happened a few times. And on this one night, the same dream happened again. So this time, as he approached me to hug me, I tell him, I'm like, Dad, stop visiting me, Dad. I can't handle this anymore. Like, I know you're good. You said you're good. You know, just please, I just can't take it anymore. Just stop visiting me. And he's like, okay, son. He tells me in Spanish, he's like, okay, mijo, that's fine. I'll stop visiting you. And from there, it really calmed down. It really calmed down a lot. I mean, we occasionally still get certain things, and I'll call back. I don't know how long this thing's going to run out, but I'll call back and tell you a bunch of other stuff that's happened.
And then it did cut off. What an incredible story. Thank you so much for sharing that one. Wow. Yeah. It's really interesting to me because it's almost as if his dad either didn't know he had passed or didn't want to move on.
You know what I mean? Wasn't ready to.
Yeah. You know, he wanted to still be there, which I get.
We don't know, of course, what happens when we die. Do you kind of have those options, right? Like, is it like, I don't know I'm gone. And I do think that happens quite often with people, especially when the death was sudden, unexpected, you know, whatever, and then they just don't realize it. So I think there's that. I think sometimes people can be trapped in residual things, then that can occur. This one, it just felt like he wasn't ready to let go of them yet.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Even when they thought, well, we have the ashes and that. Well, but that wasn't it. It was, you know, that didn't solve it.
But
either.
I do get why the wife is like, you have to give the ashes back. I do get why you would connect those two things.
Well,
you totally
connect them and you would think, let's try that, right? Like that you will, when you're having trouble, you kind of resort to a lot of things. And of course, that could be, you know, something you would look at and go, his ashes are sitting right here. And so therefore that, of course, that didn't help. And I think he's right. I think when his dad was reaching out to say he was okay, I think he was absolutely right that he needed to turn around and give the dad permission to leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you as a parent, the last thing you want to do is leave your kids. You want to help them all the time, as much as you possibly can forever. And he, you know, I think he finally had to give the dad permission.
Yeah.
I think that's what it took. And I like, now I don't know how he feels about it. He said that there's still been, you know, an occasional thing here or there. I like an occasional thing here or there from my dad. I want to know he's still thinks of me.
That's what I think we could hear in his voice. Because you could hear that he was very emotional about it, because you don't want to let your dad go.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't want to say it's time for you to move on. If there's a little bit of a connection, you still want it.
You do. You desperately do. But I think he gave his dad permission, and I think his dad is good. Mm-hmm. I think he's okay. And I think his dad realizes that, you know, he's there taking care of his family now and, you know, is in charge of his life and he's doing well and he's got it.
Yeah, that
but
was.
But I still love you, Dad. I still want every now and then to have a little bit of interaction.
Yeah, it just that really got me in the heart. I really appreciate you sharing that story. It was really something.
That was good.
You call back in with more. We'd love to hear them. So if you have a real ghost story and you want to share it with us, please go right ahead. Number is 855-853-4802. Just leave us a voicemail. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever?
Cabin crew,
sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever?
Cabin crew,
sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and more. Save big money on Procter & Gamble products now through February 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money.